Hello, this is Marcia Schneider with the League of Women Voters of Portland, and you are watching the Video Voters Guide or listening to our podcast. We are here today to talk with a candidate running in the May 21, 2024 primary election. We are grateful for the support of the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund, the WISE Foundation, and our media partner, Metro East Community Media. With me is Jesse Burke, running for Multnomah County Commissioner, District 2. Welcome, Jesse Burke.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Would you please tell us a little about yourself and why you are running for this office?
Yes. So as you mentioned, my name is Jesse Burke, and I'm one of the owners of the Society Hotel. We have a location in Portland, Oregon, in Old Town, and one in Bingen, Washington. Most voters will know the location in Bingen because it's for a lot of locals to visit. And I'm originally from Washington, D.C. My grandfather immigrated here from China in the 30s, and my grandparents on my mother's side became some of the first to have an interracial marriage before interracial marriage was legal in America. And later, it was only legal in Washington, D.C., actually. later, when I was about six, my father was paralyzed, and my sister was born with severe birth defect. Our parents were very, very poor. My mother cleaned houses for a living. And so they told all of us we had to become good at something. We wanted to get out of poverty. And they put us all into sports. And my sport was fencing. I left home when I was about 12. I joined the women's national fencing team and did three Olympic trials. And ultimately, when I came to Portland, I had finished a degree in education, working with high-risk students. And that really was my focus because I was one of those students. I went to do an after-school program. I taught an after-school program at Roosevelt High School. I was the education coordinator and a social worker at the Native American Youth and Family Center. Seeing how much red tape there was for these children, I went back to get my master's in public administration from Portland State University. And ultimately, I ended up going into private sector because I noticed that I thought I could probably help a lot of people just because I chose to, and just running my own business. Community development was actually my first true love, and I just did it through small business ownership. The reason I have decided to run is that the last 4 years in Portland have become incredibly difficult. I know it's been a long time coming to get to this place, but I haven't been sure that a lot of our leaders know just how dire things are. In 2020, we had our private security talked about organized crime coming. And if I knew anyone tied to the Chinese mafia, because it could help, the cartels were coming. In 2021, we had a machine gun shootout just next to our building. And so often I have elected officials come meet with me at the hotel, and I make them sit outside because I want them to see how it's going. And 100% of the time, they're terrified. And that's what really made me realize that people are not, a lot of the decision makers are not in touch with what's happening on the ground. And I felt like we needed a voice a vote inside that is well aware of what is happening on the ground and the crises that we're dealing with.
Thank you. You're listening to the Video Voter Guide interview and podcast of Jesse Burke running for Multnomah County Commissioner District 2. Next question, what will be your policy priorities if elected and why?
Yes. So one of my first policy priorities is creation of a central database of available shelter beds. I'm not sure if you've heard of Martin versus Boise, but that is that you can never move someone from camping if you don't have somewhere for them to go. And I'm not suggesting that this is an arrestable offense, but we don't actually keep a database of our shelter beds or their availability. Second, so we would never actually be able to be in compliance with Martin versus Boise, even though that is what is referenced fairly frequently. About 4 years ago, I started asking for this, and I told the county, I can help you. It's hotel software. And the central database would be, you know, these softwares feed into an API like a booking.com. And part of the reason is that it's so hard to get people into shelter. I'm not sure if many people have tried, but you have to call 211 and then they email you a list of every shelter bed or every shelter. And you have to call every single shelter. Most of them are reservation based only. I tell people, I'm not sure how many people are planning on being homeless, but I don't know that reservation only is the best solution. Once you find a spot, you have to go to a central location to register, and then they give you a bus ticket to get there. And I tell people, we have to make it easy for people to make the best decision for themselves. And this is too hard. It's almost like being in the 80s before there was internet, having to look through the phone book to find a hotel. My second priority is that we need to develop sobering centers in every district in Multnomah County. When the drug of choice years ago was alcohol, we used to have something called a Cheers van because, you know, the social contract is you cannot just roam being drunk on the sidewalk or pass out on the sidewalk. So they would take you to a building and you would sober up and then you would be released. It wasn't jail, just a place to sober up. The drugs are much more dangerous now. We're dealing with people high on meth. P2P meth, which is using synthetic ephedrine, is rotting people's frontal lobes and it's inducing psychosis. And there's no evidence yet that it's reversible. So what we have right now are people that are extremely aggressive, high on meth, and it's not appropriate for that to just be allowed to roam the streets. We need a space for people to sober up and have options for rehab on site. For people using fentanyl, it's very dangerous for them. They are passed out and unconscious on the streets, and they need that. Under those conditions, that is who is being consistently assaulted, physically and sexually assaulted, and they need a safe space to sober up and seek treatment. And my last priority in the short term is that every budget line item that we have in the county budget must be assigned SMART goals. SMART goals are an acronym for specific, measurable, actionable, realistic, and there's a timeline. I think that the public is getting a little disillusioned with, you know, everyone has a customer and customers not getting the service that they were promised. And so we need to start showing a product for the dollars being paid. So those are my top three priorities.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesse Burke. This concludes our video voters guide and podcast interview of Jesse Burke, candidate for Multnomah County Commissioner, District 2. Election day is Tuesday, May 21st. Ballots will be mailed beginning May 1st. Be sure to inform yourself about the candidates and exercise your right to vote. Thank you for your interest.
Brought to you by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Thanks to the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the Weiss Foundation, the Sarah Fruing Fund, and the League of Women Voters of Portland members for their generous support. Thanks also to the volunteers who made this program possible. Thank you for listening. Copyright 2024 by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Produced in cooperation with Metro East Community Media. Licensed through Creative Commons.